streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
All right, let's try this again. A little bit of technical difficulty, and wouldn't you know it, on our fourth anniversary night. But, you know, that happens with live shows, so we do what we can and we move on. But let me start over. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, the Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence abuse, and other life issues, we have a great show for you tonight with many special guests calling in as we celebrate our fourth anniversary on the air. Tonight we have a special artist that we're going to talk with tonight, Queasy B. But before we bring him on, I'm going to welcome Boyd to the show. And also we're going to introduce a couple of other people before we bring him on. So stay tuned. The calls are already coming in. If you want to call in, 347-826-7273, or you can listen live online. Welcome to the party, and thank you for coming to the celebration. And let me welcome Boyd.
Yeah, I would just like to thank everybody for tuning in on our anniversary night and tuning in every Wednesday night. And we just want to give a special shout-out to all those who've been down with us from day one. And I want to give a special shout-out to Youth Block. That is Snoop Moms and Snoop and Marvin doing the Youth Block. And the Streets Don't Love You Back movement has teamed up with their foundation out there in Cali. So we're doing a lot of great things across the country. And without further ado, I want to bring my man T. Rob on. And that's the area code 310. He's not on just yet, but we're going to be looking for T-Rob to come back in. But we're going to bring in Queen. What's?
I don't know. All right. Well, we don't have the exact number, but we're going to start taking calls, and we're going to find out. So we're going to go to, as we go to the calls tonight, we're going to say the last four numbers of your phone number, and then we'll bring you on. So the first call that we're going to bring on is 1980. Caller with the number 1980, you're on the air. All right, maybe they're just listening in. Let's go to the next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 9268. All right, let's go to the next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 9679. You're in the air.
Hey, just giving a shout out to the show.
Who's calling?
This is Liz calling about a Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, all right.
How you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in tonight.
Man, always a pleasure to listen up, man, and share the words and see where other people come from, man. I want to give a special shout-out to T-Rob, man. You know, want to hear the surprise, man, and just want to stay tuned and hear what the show got to offer me, man. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Let me hold on.
All right, we appreciate that, bro. And we are waiting for T-Rob to enter. Here you go right now. T-Rob, you on there? T-Rob, you there? number just failed again. All right, we're waiting for T-Rob to call back in. His number had a different again.
Last four digits 4472, you on the air? Yeah, you're on the air, caller. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you. This is Joe from Cincinnati. Okay, my man, you are calling in
support to T-Rob.
Yes, sir. That's my cuz. Gotta holler at him. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I want to show my love for him.
Okay, that's what it is.
Right. I want to let him know everybody at home got his back early. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it do then, man. And we want you to hold tight. We're waiting for T-Rob to enter the building, and we're going to head to the next caller. You just hang in there.
That's what's up.
All right. We at the last four digits, 3975.
Well, I see Robin on his success. Keep up the good work and everything. We all love him back home. Send down.
All right, that's what it is. That's what it is then. Well, you hold tight, and we appreciate you calling in, and just hang tight till you get on the line.
There's nothing with me to
go on. You think I should? Okay. Because what I'm calling in to say, I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
That's what it sounds like to me.
All right, the last four digits, 6080. You're on the air.
Hey, now. Sound like we got some technical difficulties going on.
Yeah, without a doubt. We waiting on T-Rob to hit back in. He was there for a minute, and then he fell off, you know. What's good, you know?
Happy anniversary, first of all, I like to say, you know what I'm saying, all love and support to you and your wife and Snoop and his mom, you know.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
It's good to hear people are starting to care about life now, you know what I'm saying. It's good to hear people care about it. A lot of people go around living life and ain't even concerned about it.
Without a doubt, and that's real, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's me, Rob. It's Will.
Okay, that's my homie. Okay, well, that's what it is, man, you know? That's Will calling me for the shout-out, you know? And we here live, and like I said, we're celebrating the 4th year anniversary. We got T-Rob about to come in the building, you know. He hitting us on the other line and letting us know he'll be entering in the building in a few more minutes. And, you know, it's a great thing, man, because he got the great artists coming. You know, T-Rob is a great guy doing his thing. And we just got people since the last time he was on the show. People have been emailing us about the documentary coming out all around the country. So we just thanking him for that, for doing a great thing, and not only putting himself on the map, but putting his hometown, Cincinnati, on the map too, you know? And
we're just
going to keep it moving. And without further ado, we're going to play a hot song before. Matter of fact, we ain't going to even play a hot song. We're going to hit the commercial that he made specially for me and my wife tonight, you know. We're going to hit Blunt Entertainment commercial, and then we're going to go to T-Rob commercial. So hold on, and we'll be right back with my man T-Rob and his artist finna enter the building after these two commercials.
All right.
Blunt Entertainment presents the highly anticipated freshman album by Kezzy B, Birth of a Young King, featuring the smash hit, Go.
Yo, 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 I'm finna go, yo, yo. When they see me, they be like, they finna go, yo, yo. I'm finna go, yo.
Also, Party, featuring J-Verse and Sick Wicked of Blunt Entertainment West.
Go party, go party, go party.
Birth of a Young King, available for digital release July 23rd, 2013.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
All right, we right back at you, you feel me? And my man T-Rob going to be entering the building in a couple more minutes, and we're going to play a hot song for him before he enter the building, him and his artist. And we're going to hit you with the song Never Give Up from one of our West Coast homeboys, OG Suicide, on the West Coast out there rocking it worldwide. And then we're going to bring T-Rob and his artist on, because T-Rob started from the ground. He didn't give up, and we finna hit this track for him.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shot, man.
Can't make no shots. I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up,
never give up on your goals. Stay focused on you, focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success, go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Go ahead for your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day,
gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, the Streets Don't Love You Back show. And we're here kicking it live, celebrating the 4th anniversary tonight. And we're going to bring in the long-awaited, anticipated homeboy tonight, Mr. T-Rob and his artist. T-Rob, you on the mic.
Because I never give up. Hey, because I never give up. Man, that's the cut right there, baby. What's up with you?
What's up, man? We got you on the mic, man. We want you to go ahead and formally introduce yourself again to the world and your artists, you know?
What's up, y'all? I'm Anthony. T-Rob, man. All my homies, all my family, friends, you know, everybody, the boys, you know, the Streets Don't Love You Back. I'm T-Rob. They're calling me the Quiet Giant lately, so, you know, I'll take that. If it's going to get a check, I'll take that. Anyway, how y'all doing, man?
Everybody's good, T.
That's what's up, bro. How y'all, you know, let me start out by saying, man, congratulations for real, man. Y'all, you know, I want to tell people, you know, that are listening in that, you know, y'all kind of, you know, are a unique situation here because it's not just about music and it's really about giving back and it's about really, like, shining the light on those that really need it. And I really respect y'all for that, man, because so many people, you know, kind of bypass that at times. And that's when, you know, guys like you really shine, you know, through, because when everybody else, you know, tends to run away from the fire, y'all running into it to help and save. So I appreciate y'all for that. And happy 4th anniversary, man. And, you know, let's get it crumb, man. Let's get it hyped up in here. You know, it's a party right now. Ain't that what the anniversary is supposed to be, Lucinda?
Hey, you already know it. You already know it, T. And we want to thank you, man, for, you know, such a warm greeting tonight, man. And we just ready to get this thing kicked off, man. And I was letting the viewers know, man, that the last time we had you on the show, we've been getting emails out to Yang Yu, man, and phone calls about your documentary, man, that you had to put on hold because there's so much coming in that, man. Talk to us, man.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, I mean, on the real, I know it's so cliche, but I do for real. I'm going to give praise to God because, for, you know, people don't know what I've really been through, you know. One quick thing, man, I lost my mother, like I said, in 2005. She died of a sudden heart attack, you know, and I got two brothers and a sister. And, you know, that she was our world, you know what I mean? And shout out to my brother Frank, Grant, Gwenny. I'm mad at Gwenny, but it's all good. It's my sister. I love her anyway. But, you know, we lost the best thing in the world to us, man. And I went through a phase where, you know, you hear about it in TV and movies and stuff, where I really, for real, got upset at everything, including spirituality, God. You know, I was mad because she got taken away just unannounced. You know, she was coming from a party and just died in the car, heart attack, just her heart just stopped. You know what I mean? She didn't even get a chance to put the car in park. She pulled over to die and then didn't even get a chance to park the car and just, you know, was gone, you know. So my mom went in a way where, yes, on one hand, it's quick. She didn't have to deal with years of sicknesses and, you know, because that's hard too. But when you go unannounced, you know, the loved ones ain't prepared. So we wasn't prepared for somebody so young who was 54 years old go that quick like that without even, you know, we just had talked. And, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, mama gone to another existence now. That was real weird. And it took me through a bit, bro. Man, I tried to go to church, man. I'm looking at the minister for real, like, mugging him, like, man, whatever. You don't know what nothing happens, you know. And I was really bitter, but then I kept going to church, man, and something just came in me that was like a refreshing relief. Like, you know what? Your mom's is all right. And I know you don't know where she at. I know you pissed because you want her here physically. You don't care about hearing people telling you she with you and she's in spirit with you and your mom is looking down on you. No, I want her right here like I used to have her. That's what you're thinking. But in reality, that's not going to happen anymore. So you embrace every bit of comfort that you can from that situation. Like, if I can have her in my mentality, in my memory, in my dreams, in pictures, videos, that's enough because, man, the physical is gone. You feel me, right, boy?
Amen,
so I like to just say, for real, I like what y'all doing, man. And it's a blessing that, you know, after all that I've been through, you know, when I thought it was done, God sparked something and lit it. And I'm getting letters from all over the country, man. Like, I mean, Thailand, Yugoslavia, India. Even when they was bombing, man, I was getting letters from people in Africa, Uganda. Big shout outs to Kampala. My bad, that's a hot little city in Uganda. They jumping off the Observer. I did a show with them over there, and it's hot, you know, literally. But yeah, man, I mean, I got blessed with this T. Rob the Giant thing, and it was going to get released at the end of the summer, August, but because it's starting to grow even more, it had to be pushed back, and they're like, you know, we got to push it back to 2014. Don't have a date yet, but it's coming soon, and it's going to be worth the wait because I'm going to shine everything that has something to do with me. That means my city. It's so many people in Cincinnati that's in this film, people don't even know about it, and it's being hushed. It's being kept low. So, unwinded. What's up, y'all? Happy anniversary, man. 4 years, baby.
Yes, yes, man. We just kicking it live, man. And we want you to introduce your artist that we're going to be interviewing tonight, man. We're going to want you to introduce.
Yeah, man, that's something that a lot I don't talk about a whole lot because this project been keeping me really occupied. But that's my passion. Everybody know me know me for music. So that music thing has always been my passion, always will. It's the one that really got me into the position to do this. But I got a company called We Global Entertainment, you know, like We Global. And we got a couple artists on our roster, man, that are really, I mean, they heating up, man, especially down south. These boys are out of south. They out of, I think it's I call it Memphis, man. It's Tennessee, baby. They like to go into the different cities, man. We from Memphis. I get it, but we Memphis all the way. They representing their city well, and they got a hot buzz going on, man. These guys got like 50,000 Twitter followers, and they gonna be on tonight. They gonna play some of their stuff. They, you know, is Don Ye and Young JR. They both together. They call themselves the Flight Club, you know, fam. And bruh, I mean, these young boys, you'll see. I ain't gonna say no more. Y'all, whoever listening, just stay tuned for real, because when y'all hear these boys, y'all going to be like, yeah, T-Rob got something. And they've been under the radar for a little bit, man, just constantly banging the streets, constantly working, doing shows. I get them involved with a lot of little shows here and there. And for the most part, they stay in the studio. Shout out to Young Don Ye, man. It's one of the coldest producers. Man, y'all going to see. You'll see what I'm saying in a minute. And also got our affiliates out of West, man, which is Blunt Entertainment, Who Banging Universal. I shouldn't have even went there, but I'm going to go ahead and go a little bit there. Yeah, Blunt Entertainment, these boys is representing. They got an artist that's got a single that's out right now called Kezzy B, and that's through Universal. So, I mean, everybody trying to get their thing going, man, and it's looking positive, and I'm happy, but I got to represent Cincinnati, man, over the round all day. It always been that way. So big shout-out to Cold Premier, too. But so we're going to get this party started again. Happy anniversary, man. 4 years.
Amen. You know, so we're gonna go to your guy right now, and I'm gonna get a mic to my missus. You know,
who that guy, man? Who he is?
Thanks, T-Rob, so much. Hey, do you happen to know the last 4 digits of Quizzy B's number?
Let me see, Quizzy B. Y'all getting me with this one? Okay, I'll tell you what, I can get it because I'm sitting here. I just got finished doing my little work on this little set here, a project that I'm working on that I'm really not talking too much about right now, but I'm in New York, and I got to go in my bag real quick, and it's really close to me, so I'll have that number in a minute. But, yeah, Jesse's out there, and he's doing this thing. There we go.
So nice. You know, while you're looking for the number real quick, I just want to give a little background about the Streets Don't Love You Back and how we got started a little over 4 years ago. And, you know, Rob wrote a book about his life growing up in, obviously, one of the worst ghettos in Detroit.
All right. Sorry about that. More technical difficulty tonight. Our phone line is just jam-packed, so I think we're just kind of losing calls here and there. But let me start again. By the time Rob was 9, he watched his grandfather stab his stepfather to death. And his real father, although he was a prominent reverend, didn't have anything to do with him at that point. So Rob turned to the brothers in the street and started, by the age of 10, gangbanging, selling drugs, and living a street life, which he lived for many, many years. So it came to a point in his life where he watched most of his friends either get killed or go to prison, and decided it was time to leave Detroit, or he'd be right there alongside them, 6 feet under or behind those walls for many years. So that's when he moved to Cincinnati. He was 24, 25 years old, spent 20, 30 years there, changed his life, started some positive things, started his record label. Anyways, he changed his life around. And 4 years ago, we published his book called The Streets Don't Love You Back. We decided to make it a movement and go out and educate the youth about the dangers of gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. And so that's been our mission. And you know, we go out and talk to a lot of schools. We talk to just kids everywhere we can. We're involved with the youth boxing here in Arizona. We have our radio show, and we had two TV shows in Cincinnati, one Rob had for 14 years, which was the Keep It Real show. And then 3 years ago, we started the Change Reality show. So we've been pretty busy, and that's kind of a little bit background about us. You can visit our website and find out so much more at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And I think I can bring T. Rob back on now. We'll try this again. You there, T. Rob?
Yeah, I'm on. I'm at the embassy in down in Manhattan. I'm up high, so I don't know if that's got something to do with it. But my phone. Anyway, so,
well, you know what? We'll find him. I think maybe, but
I know. I know. It's not, I know. Whatever. Number you think, is it 8442 or do you see a 4293?
4293. There we go. Let's bring him on and find out.
What about 1853?
Yeah, what's up, this is Banky, Global World. I ditto everything T Rob has said.
Who's Global World? Oh no, I'm just buttoning. We Global Baby.
We Global. Hey, first of all, man, congratulations on your 4-year anniversary. That's big. That's real big. I'm glad to hear that. Somebody making a positive move out there in the internet land and just period. You know, that's a good thing to have something rolling for 4 years.
Yeah, thanks, bro. We appreciate that, you know.
Yep, and like I said, I'm the other half of We Global out of Memphis, Tennessee, close to it, like T-Rod said. We are in the country part, but we close enough to say Memphis.
Yeah, they country.
Whatever, man. Whatever, man.
Y'all won the Oscar, though, man. Come on.
Yeah, we're glad that everybody's tuning in, man, for sure, you know? And now where your other guy at?
He 1853, Young JR, Flight Club, and young, you know, Donye better be out there, man, because this is genius too, man. Both of these cats is wicked.
1853.
Somebody on the line.
1853, last 4 digits.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't see it. The line lit up so heavy.
No,
yeah, 1853.
Hey, boy, I apologize for that.
we usually have it in effect.
You got calls coming from all over the globe.
Yeah, you're right about that. We got so many
global
area codes over here.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's love, man. That's one of them love that people didn't see coming. Like, they didn't see that coming. I needed to do that. But we're going to turn it into a frenzy, and I'm going to represent that red, man, Cincinnati. I promise y'all, watch. Y'all see me. Everywhere I go, any TV show, pictures, whatever, I'm representing that C hat, man, because I'm truly into my city like that. I know I ain't there, and that's reasons being because I have to, you know, make the better choice for my family and my kids. You know, we gotta establish ourselves. I gotta leave something behind. Not only paper, I gotta leave history. So all I'm saying is, I still love my city. It's still one of the greatest, if not
the best in the entire universe. I hear you, Memphis. I know what you're talking about, Detroit, West Coast. I know my West Coast family out there, but I'm telling y'all, if you come to Cincinnati, be careful if you touch something there, man. You might not ever want to leave. That's why boys spent 20-plus there, baby. Let's go.
You feel me?
Cincinnati,
I've been doing this too long. Cold premiere for life. Let's go, man. What's happening? Happy 4th anniversary,
man.
Oh, yes.
Boy, if you see a 9365 out there, that's one of us, too.
Okay, 1965.
A 9365.
Is that one of them on there?
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't see that just yet, man.
Hey, why don't we just take some calls? Hey, you know what? I don't think
let's
we should. Man, let's let them come through until them. We ain't gonna hold these people up. Come on, let them through, man. Show love.
Amen.
Right, we finna go down the line all the way. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now we
come on, man.
6055, you're on the air, 4 digits.
What's happening? It's Taz.
Hey,
hold up, man. Y'all go, hold on, man. Come on. Don't make me cry like this, man. Y'all don't even understand who this is on the other line, man. You know, hey, Taz, man. Let me tell you something. Hey, man, everything, man, and you know it ain't going to be, you know, better until you know, me and you, man. You know we got unfinished business, man. I'm serious. You know this.
I know, man. I just had to call in and support, man, and just hear from you and everybody, man, and say congratulations, you know, to the boys, 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to you and everybody that's connected. You know what I'm saying? Just represent, man. It feels good to see y'all doing y'all thing, you know?
Cheers, hey, man. It ain't nothing but love, but, man, and, man, I'm real happy you called because, you know, Boyd, you know, Lucinda, this right here is my brother. Like, Chaz is literally the person that I really discovered music with. Like, he was the first person I met. I was in the sixth grade. He was in the fifth. And I went over after school. We went to the same school, Kate, the best school in the world, too. We went to Kate, lived in a place called Wynn Chaz. And I went over to his crib, man. That's the first time I seen somebody with a bass guitar. That thing was, like, almost to his ceiling, and he was working it. I'm like, dude, just play the bass. He's a fifth grader. And eventually we grew up, man. He moved out of the neighborhood to the suburbs, and then we wound up moving out to the same suburbs, kind of close. Me and him, man, stayed friends, and we developed a band called Bridge, which formed into the Fellas, which eventually formed into Cold Premier. Tez is in L.A. He has written with people like 50 Cent, BBD, amongst many others. He's one of the coldest writers. He's the person who taught me how to write. Now y'all understand why I'm, like, really flattered that my dude called in tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
and we appreciate that, Chaz, for even taking the time out to call in and show love and just to show love to me and my wife and, you know, T-Rob, you know, y'all go all the way back, but just to think of us to reach out and say happy 4th anniversary, man, you know, heartfelt, man, and we appreciate that.
Tez,
yeah,
a
no
true
doubt.
Quiet giant, for real. That's the true quiet giant. Believe that. Hey, Tez, I'm going to get with you, though, because, you know, I still need you, man. You know, I'll be hollering at you, though.
No doubt, man. Be straight. I'll talk to you, y'all.
Okay, man. Love you, man.
Yeah, love you back, man. One.
All right, thanks, Tez.
That's my brother right there, man.
Okay, we're going to keep this party started. We're going to go to the last 4 digits, 1980. You're on the air, caller. Last 4 digits, 1980. I guess they just want to listen.
I think that's Queasy, isn't it?
Yeah, no. 1980.
Come on, Binky, roll your windows up, man. Turn on the air conditioning.
That ain't me, dude.
I'll just play. It sound like air in it.
Ask him, do you still 1853? I think he called in.
Okay, we're 1853.
1853, that's Young JR, one of the artists. This is bad.
Okay, yeah, we ain't got him in yet, man. It's lined up something terrible.
Okay. Okay. Hey, people, this is T-Rod. Please bear with us. You know, with this technical stuff, man, sometimes it get, you know, you had those difficulties. So it ain't nothing that's, you know, planned. It just happened. So I know y'all might hear some, you know, static here and there. But bear with us, you know, and tune in because we got some good stuff tonight, man. We're going to have fun. That's all I got to say.
Without a doubt.
Okay, 301.
And we're gonna head over to 3019. Caller, you on there. Last four digits, 3019, you on there?
Another listener.
Man, nobody
wants to listen to.
That's all good. It's all same love.
It's all good. Staying in
everybody
that
ain't got a
I'm on the line.
Somebody on the line, boy.
Somebody on the line.
Area code 3034. Last four digits. 3034. Yeah, you on the air.
0034,
last
four digits.
0034. All right,
moving along.
I'm moving along. Okay, we're going to go all the way to Las Vegas. We got the last four digits, 8533, Las Vegas in the house. You in the house, Las Vegas? 8533, last four.
Boy, did you see area codes, too?
Oh, yeah, we can see it all.
Well, if you see a 901, click that.
Okay. All right, we're going to head on down. We're going to last four digits, 6937. Caller, you on there?
Mm.
6937, you on there, caller?
What's up, baby?
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, what's good?
It's Dwight, New York, man. What's happening?
Oh, everybody's good, man. We appreciate you calling in.
Hey, you doing your thing, man. I'm proud of you, man. Everybody finally know what's up with you. The long,
thanks,
long
man.
Time, man.
Thanks, Dwight. You know, Dwight, we go back, baby. NYC in the house, y'all. My man Dwight down there representing Florida, Orlando, to be exact, and you know, he in there doing big things, man, always entertainment, but at the same time, my man sitting elbows with the mayor down there in Orlando, and they calling shots. He running, you know, the school district. He promoting the big events, and we got some projects in the working, and, you know, I got a lot of love out here, man, and my brothers, you know, this is my big brother right here, so they look after me, and, you know, they send me out there, and they know I'm a go-getter, and they say, go get it, man, and, you know, we paid our dues, come and give homage, and that's what it's been, right?
That's right, man. It's nothing but love for you, man. It ain't too many real dudes getting left in the game, man. It's good to see you still around, man. I show people how it's supposed to be done.
Yes, sir, and man. You know I'm gonna bring it home for us, Dwight. I got something to talk to you about anyhow.
Okay.
All right, one love, man. If you can, listen in. Put your phone on the speaker, man, to do what you do. And just let it ride, man, because, you know, I want you to judge me at the end of the night.
We're gonna keep it rolling and appreciate you calling in. And we're going to slide up the ladder a little bit. And
Look for that 1853 again. You said he on.
Okay, we got that 1853.
Yeah.
You on the air.
What
it is, man?
What's poppin'?
We're glad to get you on the air, man. The line's so lit up, man. It's unreal, you know? How you feeling tonight?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Just out here grinding. That's all, man. Got to keep it moving.
That's what it is,
JR,
man.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry, Rob. Hold on. JR, how you going to come on the line and they going to speak?
What's
up,
man?
Look, he know I've been on here all night. But see, that's his thing. He probably in the studio dead with them Dre Beats by Dre. And, you know, he'll be shaking his brain. But let me tell you, this brother right here, you're going to play a single tonight, right, boy?
Lucinda?
Is that
Queen B?
We're going to play Kezzy B as well. But y'all should have some Flight Club stuff in there, too. If not, we're going to get it over there. But anyhow, you know, Young JR came down and did some promo tours with me when I was doing my TV spots
He appeared on a couple of TV shows with me. He was just on a radio show that it was like a reality show contest, and he did real well, man. The thing about JR is his voice is unique, and y'all probably should ask him to drop a verse real quick since we ain't got his music queued.
Right, yeah,
that's
go ahead, my brother, and hit that up for the fourth anniversary.
Give him that voice, baby.
Give him that
voice.
He's crazy, D-Rob.
Hell of your business.
I ain't got no voice, man. It's just me, man. I mean,
okay, that's your natural. Bust a verse, will you please?
Like bust a verse. Let me see what I got. Sitting back, laid back, stacking my pay up. Trying to chill with a chick and go lay up. She come through, then you know this pay cut. A lot of times they talk, a lot of times they wish. Me and my team moving, we trying to get to the dish. J.R.L.K.L. be the team. We keep it moving, you know, we trying to live a dream. C-Town all day, T-County, that's the name. Put it on my bag, you know, I'm trying to get the fame. It's more to me, though. I'm trying to get to the success. You can say what you want, but I know we got next. That's what I got, man. That's what I
got.
You
see what I'm saying?
I know.
You see what I'm saying? And he only doing that because he probably, for real, he probably got some little young tender with him in the hotel room, and he's trying to act like Liberace tonight, so he don't want to put the rap side in there. He probably about to go. Yeah, he got a show tonight anyway. They playing down in Atlanta tonight, so they getting ready to rock the house. I know he getting, you know, he in his meditation. He getting his Russell Simmons on, so I ain't going to mess with you too bad, JR. But tell him a little bit about Flight Club, baby.
Flight Club is a movement, man. It's all about positivity, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just a rap group. It ain't just me and Ye. You know, we also got college basketball players that represent it. We also got models that represent it. You know, it's just a movement, man. Everybody moving with positivity. So that's what it is, man. You know, we just grinding, trying to get to the top as a whole, you know. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? And anything else you would like the viewers to know tonight? Be on the lookout for my new mixtape that's dropping on Live Mixtape soon called PAFE. Aesthetics, Spiritual Endeavors, you know, kind of, you
tell
know.
What you're doing with them. They're going to love it.
It's kind of giving homage to the music in the, you know, throwback days, back in the day, you know, going over type tracks like that. But also be on the lookout for the Flight Club Fam mixtape, LeBron Way dropping soon. Also look out for Ye mixtape On My Way coming soon. And we also got the new webisode started on our YouTube channel called FKF TV, The Journey to Success. The first episode just dropped today, so make sure y'all go and check that out on YouTube.
Yeah, don't forget to tell them, you know, what's the label you sit on, man. Let them know who you representing, man, tonight.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm representing that We Global all day, every day, FKF all day, every day. No, Crazy Nation, we in here, man. 901. That's what it is, man. So we want you to hold tight tonight, and we're gonna hit this other. Go up top. We're gonna hit the other 901. Error code. The last four digits 4293.
Is that my boy?
That's me. I'm already on.
Oh, okay. You are. It's another one down there.
It gets too binky.
Nah, the other one should be Yay.
Yay. Yeah, 1853,
901
area code.
You already, that was JR.
That's JR, yeah.
I think he getting ready to go do this show. They down there in Atlanta right now, so they getting ready to go. I forget what the name of the spot is, but it's a hot spot. They ready to, I guess, go do their thing. I wish I was there, too.
All right, we send y'all much love out down there, man. You know, keep doing your thing, you know? All right, man, appreciate that love.
Y'all can catch him and T-Rob, the Choir Giant, too. JR did his thing, man. Real hot, man. The film, I can't wait till it come out. 1818 Ray Street. Baby, you listening? All right. 4 years.
It's all good.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, we appreciate it. So we're gonna go with a hot song tonight, man. And we're going to be right back with T-Rob, the Choir Giant, and his squad. And we're having a great time tonight with the anniversary. So we're going to go to a song and be right back.
Rock that yay.
We go. All right,
We're gonna go to KVB's song, Find Our Way Back.
Jazzy, Lone Entertainment.
it from the beginning. You ain't gotta front, girl, you know we gotta love, yeah. You never know just what you're feeling. Never know to hurt you like that. We gon' find a way back. You know, yeah. We gon' find a way back. You know, yeah.
I would ask you how you feeling, what's the deal, you would let me know. Promise to never let you go, that was in the first note I wrote, uh-huh. You would hear my line whenever I cross your mind. I appreciate the time, whatever we did at night, see. I would hit you with Louis Gucci designer ends, but honestly, I ain't trying to waste your time again. Nah, see I'm nothing like your other man. Take you on a flight tonight, let you feel them southern lands. Yeah, and I'm nothing like your ex. That's why you decide to stay whenever we don't connect. And when we get home, let that bedroom door close. Now you looking good like chill wine, being poor and slow. Ice off on your torso, you know I want more. Yeah, and I'm loving your body's contour. I know we talk about clouds and them silver linings. I'd much rather see a 14K ring on your finger shining.
I've been here from the beginning. You ain't got a friend, girl, you know we got love, yeah. Girl, I know just what you're feeling. Never meant to hurt you like that. We gon' find a way back. To love, yeah. We gon' find a way back. To love, yeah.
One girl, that one where we both fall through. And you text me a bunch of X and O's and I don't reply, but I call you. I don't reply, but I call you. You hang up, no, you hang up. We do this at the same time. Great minds seem different. It's simple to have the same line or two girls at the same time. I'd rather have you, just you. Just me, just us, just we. Cause we are meant to be. Now tell me what's the problem. I promise that we gon' solve it. And I don't really do this, but baby, you who I'm choosing. Ooh, I bet a couple stacks that I'm the one you choosing too. You always down to ride. You are my Uzi, who in 45. Something like a ride it out, forget the ride. We gon' fly, take you across the ocean. Going coast to coast with your friend from Costa Rica. So you know that we just hosted. The beach, the sand, your body, this lotion.
I've been here from the beginning. You ain't got a friend, girl, you know we got love, yeah. Girl, I know just what you're feeling. Never meant to hurt you like that. We gon' find a way back to love, yeah. We gon' find a way back to love, yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Streets and Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. And we're kicking it live with my man T-Rob and his squad tonight in our fourth year anniversary.
Hey, man, listen, man, that Kezzy B, if y'all out there listening, man, y'all know that's a banger, man. And I mean, these brothers, man, that's my West Coast family. That's my partners. We getting ready for some wonders, man. We got a lot of things in store. And that Kezzy, man, he's a young cat, man. He just out of high school, but dude got them girls in Cali going bananas. I mean, they losing their minds over him, man. I'm like, really? Rub some of that off on me.
For real.
But yeah, Kezzy B, hot. We gonna talk to him tonight too, man. You know, me and him talked a little earlier tonight, and he in good spirits, man. He been doing a lot of promos, and he stay in the studio, so. You know, it's a lot going on with this young cat, man. I'm proud of him. T. Blunt out there, you know, my partner, who happens to be his father. And they doing their thing, man. I'm proud of him. 4 years, man. Happy anniversary. Wow.
4 years.
4 years.
Right. Yeah. It's been a great 4 years. We've had a lot of guests from East Coast to West Coast, North and South. It's been amazing.
Yeah, y'all had free the real Freeway Ricky Ross. You know what I'm saying? What's up with him, man? I love to talk to that brother.
Oh, he's just working on a lot of things. He's working on his movie and working on a book, and he has some a studio out in L.A. that he's trying to help young singers be able to have a studio to go and record at. So he's doing a lot of good things as well.
Yeah, he seemed like that kind of guy, man. That's about that.
Let's. There's a couple more callers on that I don't think we've tried to bring on. So, caller, we're gonna just say the last four digits of your phone number, and if you're there, please either say you don't want to talk or talk to us. So we're gonna go to last four digits 1180. Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, what's good? It's the owner of Space Stop Magazine. I was actually calling to support, Quezzy B and everything because he's featured in our new issue coming out.
Yeah, man. What's happening? That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's happening, man. We appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? And for anybody that want to go get that magazine, get their website to them and let them know where they can go get that at.
SpaceDotMagazine.com. That's SpaceDotMagazine.com. And they can also check it out on display at our launch party in Hollywood, California, on Hollywood Boulevard at the Blue Monkey, June 27th. It's going down.
We all right, that's back, back, yeah, love
yeah,
it,
man. That's why we need to. Hey, listen, listeners. I know y'all listening. I'm sorry, but I know y'all like they need to jump this party up. So I'm trying to spark my people here, man. I know it's a little laid back, man. Let's get this party started. It's the fourth year. Y'all should be popping that bottle right now for real. And it's really good. I mean, for this to be y'all fourth anniversary, it seems like. You know, y'all like, man, we said this was too hard to be doing for 4 years. I want to hear that happiness, baby.
Oh, we loving it. You know what I mean? It's been good, yeah. You know? And, we want the magazine, young man, to give that information out one more time because we want to make sure the viewers catch all of that.
Well, again, it's spacedotmagazine.com. That's SpaceDout magazine.com. They can definitely check that out for the May-June issue you'll be featured in.
That's what's happening, you know. And I would like for you to send us some information, too, to our email to thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. So send us some information to us, and we'll get
something
to you as well for your magazine.
Okay.
Don't you just love it? I love it. When I come around, just connections be made. You know what I mean? Connections be made. You know.
We be loving.
Did y'all notice? Did y'all notice my brother with the magazine? You know, he came on talking to, like with the same vibe y'all talk, because that's what y'all making people. You know, that's y'all rubbing off, man. Come
on,
let's get this party started.
You know,
this brother came out like this. Yeah, got a magazine company, and Kezzy B is on the cover. You know, he probably, you know, we have, man. Happy anniversary, 4 years, man. We're going to party tonight.
Thank you. And we got another call in, too. We just jumping over here tonight, man. And thanks, T-Rob, again, man, for that. We got the last four digits, 2800. You're calling you on the air.
Hey, this is May. I got a question for Kezzy B.
Go ahead.
Shoot it.
I heard you're supposed to be in Space Magazine. How do you feel about that?
Well, he will be able to tell you if he hurry up and get up on the line. Do y'all see a number that's ending in 8442? Because... 8442.
No.
No.
They look,
I
got you.
Yeah.
Don't check this out. Don't even worry. Watch this. Cuz see, you know, we got a little technology going on in 2013.
Yep, Rob, get them up online.
Yeah, cuz we got a young lady that's ready to ask him something. Yeah, she ready to ask him a great question, you know? And you know what? We popping so good, we want you to hold on, young lady, till we get at him, and we're going to hit y'all with a nice track, you know what I mean, tonight. And that's from my boy Lil Maserati Rick, you know? We're going to hit you with one of his tracks tonight.
Brown sugar.
All right. Brown sugar in the house. Dedicated to all the ladies.
Have a dream, show some love, and
take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager, just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah. I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good, and she came my way. Let's play some OJ's. Let's unwind, slow it down, two step. Nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had. Slow. I put on some Pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave. We danced the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song. It sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane. I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel. Now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love. And I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real. So I know that it's real. Memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind, and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets and Love You Back. And we're here tonight celebrating our fourth year anniversary on the air global. And we're here with my man T Rob and his squad. The Quiet Giant is in effect as well. And we got another caller. We're going to see what's happening right here. Last four
hey
digits, 8442.
Hey, boy.
Hey, what it is? It's Kenny B.
Hey, what's up, my man? You finally on the air, huh?
Hey, yeah, you know, I'm just chilling right now. What it is, though?
Oh, it's all good. We got a caller for you. Young lady wanted to ask you a question, so we're going to bring her on to ask you a question. Is you there, young lady?
Yes, I am.
All right, hey, that's the main man.
So how you doing, Kezzy V?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. So I heard you're supposed to be on Spaced Out magazine. How do you feel about that?
It's a good one. It's a blessing, you know, to be well connected, you know, doing my thing. That's really how I got that. So it's a good thing, you know. It's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, that's crazy because not too many people like who be coming up trying to rap is usually in magazines like that. So I just thought I should ask you if get your opinion on this.
I appreciate that. Like I said, you know, it's just a blessing. It's a wonderful feeling. That's really all I can do. You know, that's how I describe it right there. It's magnificent. That's just what it is.
All right. Well, keep doing what you do.
All right. Thank you. Stay up.
I will.
Kezzy B.
Yeah, what it is, man?
Just stop, man. I got a question for you.
What's up?
Man, how can you even function being as young as you are and having all them fine L.A. women at you like that, man? How do you deal with that?
A lot of meditation.
I bet. Meditation and working out and all that stuff, man, you know. But, hey, whatever you do, I know you keep it safe, and, you know, you really about your music, man. So I just wanted to say big ups to you, man, and I'm happy to be in business with you, man, and I think you're going to go far. By the way, Kezzy B, you know, they talking about putting together a tour right now, and Kezzy B might be opening up for 50 Cent overseas next month or sometime real soon. So that's a big thing for my man, Kezzy B, Blood Entertainment, who banging global universal.
That is awesome. Awesome news. Kezzy B, tell us a little bit about how you grew up and how you decided to get into music and maybe who your role models were.
Okay. I started off young in church with my family. My family's real big in church, you know, and just the choir. My family, most of the choir was my family. My uncle sang. My dad made beats, and my older sister, she sings. My little sister does too. So, you know, I come from a real musical family. That's really my background, and music has always been around. And really, they inspired me. Sitting there listening to them, seeing them, like, you know, my family's always been in the studio, so they chasing their dreams. I was always a little kid, like, hey, I want to, let me in and stuff, and they're like, nah, you know, but, then improving, writing, staying on it, you know, my uncle and my dad would really sit with me and help me, you know, with my craft, perfect my craft, and then, you know, one day, you know, I was just spinning, and it was like, wow, man, it's no more joking, he's really, like, doing it, so, you know, they started being more open to me coming in the studio, listening, or even recording a little bit. And that's really how it happened, just, you know, church and family. And, you know, that's how I got here.
Very well put.
All right. Who is your biggest inspiration for the kind of music that you make?
Another artist?
Yes.
Honestly, I would have to say, you know, I know he ain't been around forever, but I really feel Drake. You know, he really like caught my attention. Him, of course, the OGs, you know, like Snoop and Easy, you know. But as part of the new school and stuff, I think Drake really caught my attention. Him.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. And you just mentioned one of the great OGs of the game, the godfather of the West Coast, Snoop Dogg, you know? And, that's a real blessing because our movement, The Streets Don't Love You Back, is working with Snoop, his moms, and Marvin's and them foundation out there, Youth Block. So we want to give a big shout-out to Youth Block and to Marvin and to Moms Green, Snoop Moms. And big shout out to Snoop. You know, we appreciate the love, and we appreciate teaming up with you all to educate these youths about the dangers of gangs, drugs, and violence. So we want to just give a big shout out to the West Coast all the way, all the way. And that's one love, you know? Yeah, you know, so we're feeling real good about that, you know what I mean, on educating and teaching these youngsters, you know, it's a better craft now than trying to be a gangbanger or a thug and all that. It's
too much money to be made to be trying to cut your life short to go to the penitentiary for half of your life or be in the ground somewhere dead. You know what I mean? A dead man can't make no money, and he can't teach nobody nothing. So let's just wise enough, youngsters, and do what you got to do out here, man. Too much positive.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, I got a question for Kezzy B, though. Hey, Kezzy, speaking on that gang, you know, stuff, you know, I know about L.A. and whatnot. You know, I spent many, many years there, and, a lot of people haven't, and those that have not, kind of give them an idea of what it's like now compared to back then. Like, you know, it was heavy gangs back in the days when, you know, N.W.A. was really hot and stuff like that. But what is that situation like now? Like, is it still heavy gangs? And I mean, like, what's going on out there right now?
Ah, oh, man, right now, nah, it's none. You know, it's a very small portion of that. You know, right now, it's all about having fun, living life, and turn it up. You know, it's Cali. Like, you know what I'm saying? The sun is always shining. We having too many good days to be trying to kill, you know, shooting and popping and all that stuff. Nah, it's, you know, like you said, it's about the ladies, about the cars, it's about family, it's about fun, you know what I'm saying? Get out and grill instead of trying to grill somebody. It's like, it ain't not weird, you know? It's not like that no more.
See what I'm saying? This young brother got a head on his shoulder, man, and that's important, man. And I'm glad, like, to hear you say that, because what's ironic is that Cali, you know, was one of the kind of the pioneers, other than Chicago, really. And I will say Detroit was doing that as well, in terms of that really that gang, you know, thing. And it started out as a positive thing, but ended up really getting bad. And Cali really was one of the places that really blossomed with that. And it was everybody, you know, it was terrible in the 80s and the 90s, but now, you know, this young brother telling y'all it's a new West Coast. It's a new generation. You know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, him and, you know, he right now, he getting other, you know, West Coast artists that y'all know about out here that's popping right now. That we in the midst of getting ready to, you know, form a committee, man, and they're going to call it the Young West Coast, man. And these new guys are going to come in, and I mean, like the Kendrick Lamars, I think it's YG, I think it's him, but I know Tiger, you know, them cats like that, Kezzy, they're going to come together, man, and form this Young West Coast, man, and they're going to show people really, you know, what's going on out here in Cali, man. It ain't like it used to be. They partying for real in cars. I don't even want to talk about it anyway, Kezzy. Just thank you, brother, for, you know, you are a positive, man, and, you know, give us some more information about what's going on with you, man, shows, and what you've been doing out here.
Oh, man, like you said, you know, it's all about that movement, the Young West Coast. That's what we're about right now. And actually, you know, like they mentioned, you know, I do, I'm supposed to be going on this tour overseas. We're doing the 50 Cent thing, and I think that's going to be excellent. And Spaced Out Magazine, you know, as the caller mentioned, that's been a blessing, you know, like I said. And that's really what I've been doing. A lot I'm doing right now, you know, it's like a lot in my mind that you know, it's just fun. It's like we're about to travel. We're about to turn up. We're about to bring the West Coast. If people think we fell off, you know what I'm saying, we're about to slap them in the face with it. And that's just what it is right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, y'all. Where you at?
Give some
anniversary. Jeez,
give some advice out there to the youth that I mean, what advice would you give them? You went to school, you played football, you know, you did what you had to do. And obviously, your education plays a big part, you know, with your career and being able to become a success. What advice would you have for the youth out there?
Man, the advice I have to say is stay positive, stick with it, you know, stay consistent. You know, don't let anyone bring you down, because you know, I used to bring myself down, like, man, this is hard, I can't do it and stuff. And I've always had, like, my family there pushing me, like, no, you're going to do this. You know, you have to do it. And, you know, it's like, I just stepped up. And that's really what you have to do. You have to step up, take responsibility. Don't don't listen to the negative. You know, you have to think about your future and what you're going to do. It's no more, you know what I'm saying, no more, I'll wait till it comes. Nah, like, the time is, like, really now, because it comes so fast.
That's right.
And that's real, my friend, you know, and we really thank you for giving that positive energy out tonight across the globe, you know what I'm saying? And we must continue to preach you know what I mean, education and not failure, you know. And, you know, so much failure around you coming up as a youngster, you know, you have to understand that listening to someone that's willing to educate you, whether it's your family or whether it's a stranger, you know, if somebody willing to educate you to a better tomorrow, you must take heed and you must listen to that because, you know, it's easy to fail, but you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
It's an achievement to go great, you know?
Right, right. Hey, that's good advice, man. Yo, Kezzy.
Yes, sir.
Where can these cats find you at? Like, you got Twitter accounts and, you know, YouTube and all that?
You know what it is. I'm 18. Of course I got a Twitter account, you know what I'm saying? You can find me at Kezzy _ B. That's Q-U-E-Z-Z-I-E _ with a B. Like I said, follow me. Same thing with my Instagram, you know. Got to get that popping again, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I've been busy, but, you know, I'm always in tune with the people, you know, with the fans and stuff. I love my fans, and I'm always going to respond back. So, you know, follow me on that, you know. If you look on those sites, you can also see my booking information. So, you know, that's what it is. You go to the Blunt Entertainment website, and you can find everything there, too.
That's what's up.
All right.
Hey,
now,
boy.
We got another call for you.
Boy, real quick, you know what it sounds like, Kezzy, when he said about the Twitter. Sound like, you know, he said he was meditating. Sound like he was in one of them backward bridge positions doing some yoga, and he kind of lift up when he was speaking.
Right.
He had a real, like, hard force with that one, man. I felt that for real. Kezzy, you doing your thing, man, and a lot of people going to know about you soon, man. You getting ready to be amongst the big dogs. Stay on the line, man. We're going to ride with you all night.
All right. Stay on, baby. Don't go nowhere.
Some more calls here.
All right, we got callers rolling. Last four digits, 2595. Caller, you on the air. Last four digits, 2595. Caller, you on the air. Okay, we'll get right back with you. Hang in there.
All right.
We're going to keep rolling. 3034. Caller, you on the air.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, how are you doing? Congrats to the radio station on 4 years. Congratulations on KZB and all that he's doing. My name is Maria, and I live in Cal City. So, you know, we don't get the same, like, promotional stuff and everything that, like, Lancaster and Palmdale do. But KZB actually has a street team out here that's his auntie and uncle.
Oh,
and
that was
great. And my question for Kezzy B is, how does it feel to have that support of just all your family members around you?
Man, it's a great feeling as well. You know, it's a blessing. And I love my family. You know, shout out to them every day, all day. That's just what it is. But to answer your question, it's just a blessing. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling to have that support. You know, it's like, you know, I just give thanks to God.
Amen.
That's cool. And how do you feel? I heard that you just graduated high school. How does it feel to be a graduate?
That's a great feeling, you know. Like they were saying, you know, it's a positive feeling. It's you know, you have to do your thing. You have to build up your future, and that's what I did. It feels great.
Well, good for you. Stay strong and stay positive.
Thank you.
That was all right.
Appreciate you calling in. Hang in there, B. Hold on.
Kezzy B, Blunt Entertainment.
Blunt Entertainment. Shout out to T-Rob, though.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. We got another caller, 9206. Last four digits, calling you on air. 9206. You on air, caller.
Somebody dog called you. Somebody dog accidentally called y'all. That was a dog called y'all. That probably was the dog. Y'all said y'all just did the deal with Snoop Dogg. The dog was calling y'all. His pitch was green, y'all. That
now
was his saying, hey, we got Snoop online wanting to talk to you, boy. But then, you know, Snoop have his dogs calling first. You know, or my uncle, Top Dog. Top Dog.
So
shout
we got
out to the Robinson, Frankie Brent, Love Nation, Fro,
right.
Fool.
We got another caller. What's that?
Oh, man.
4334. Caller, you on the air. Last four digits, 4334.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Somebody just said hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you there?
Yep.
Come on, man.
Hello?
We gonna call it. We gonna.
Come on, what's up?
Yeah,
who,
yeah.
Who is this?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can
come
hear
on,
you.
Man.
Okay. I didn't know I was on the line. My bad.
Okay, what's happening, man? What's going on? What's your name, bro?
Yeah. My name RJ. I go by Blocker 2.
RJ, what's happening with you?
I'm an artist up in KC, Kansas City.
Right.
Okay, we appreciate you calling in tonight,
what,
good brother, you know.
What made you call tonight?
One of my partners, T. Rob, Tony Robinson, he had sent me a link, or he sent me the number to call in and told me to tune in.
My man,
RJ tells a real true story. Like, that's how it really happened. Just like that.
That's what it is,
did.
You know?
No, just like that. That's what he did.
I
didn't miss one word. Didn't miss one word.
Hey,
Lou Center, you hear me? Yeah, I'm about to send a messenger over there and get y'all a case of Red Bull, man. I've been getting some links saying they told me that somebody come over there and get y'all a shot of codeine, hyperdine, you know, to the hip, man. They say shoot 'em, 'cause y'all too slick and cool. We love that. But you see, y'all got young Cassie B. Y'all got Blunt Entertainment. Y'all got We Global. Y'all got Who Banging. Shout out, you know, to Mac 10 West Coast. You know, Who Banging. You know what I mean? That's the smart brother. You know, brother. You know, rolling in the Bentley in LA. You know what I'm saying? Fresh new one. You know, doing it in a different style that people think. It ain't always old school classics in Cali now. But anyhow, you know, the energy is here, baby. We just want to make y'all happy, man. That's your 4th year anniversary.
Hey, man, we good. We thank you, man. You know, we got another call in too, now, too, Rob. We got
I feel the energy now. It's coming. The boy getting hyped now. Hey, Lucinda, go get some Red Bull. You know you like that. Yeah. We're trying to act our property. This ain't no property selling station. We ain't over here trying to sell houses right now. And over on 5th Street, there's a 3-bedroom, 2 baths with 1 basement. The garage is rather small. However, that ain't this show. You got hip hop on here. You asking
all the
questions.
Way.
Like we on a public access show or something. Y'all got world global listeners. Come on, man, turn up. I don't even like
turn
that saying, but damn it, turn this shit up. Let's
go. Now we're 8532. You there?
Yeah, damn. Come on.
I got a question for T Rob though.
What's happening?
Oh, well, you know, I want to know, you know, what made you and my pop stay good friends for so long? You know, you don't really get that too much nowadays.
Okay, you talking about Jay Blunt, T Blunt, the one and only, you know, True Blunt, for real, because that's his true name. Last name is Blunt. Me and John met some years back, you know what I'm saying? I had my label RTE, Robinson Till Entertainment, and I was doing some big things with my artist, Era, that's my heart till I die, my NFL, you know what it means. If you don't, my new for life, you know what I'm saying? But we, you know, we online, that's my nigga for life. And me and her, she took me from an independent person to, like, a person that was rubbing elbows with everybody. Like, I kicked it with Shaq, and I done did things with Michael and his camp and just a lot of different people just by going out doing my independent thing, and Era was a part of that. but when we did the RTE thing, man, your pops came to me with an artist that he was calling Shawnee Mack at the time, and Shawnee Mack had this West Coast Biggie thing. But I just didn't like his name because I was like, it's too West Coast. And at that time, I knew the West Coast was on a sinking ship just because the styles was changing to a point where it was about an accent and not a style. And the West Coast could not duplicate the South accent, and that's where the music went. So I knew that the West Coast would suffer for that. But Eddie Kane at the time, when it was still the East Coast doing their thing and the West Coast parking, they was going back and forth, he had that West Coast Biggie, but he was lyrical, and that dude's a genius to this day, still hot and has switched to the times now. But however, he brought him to me, and I said, man, Shawnee Mack was just this gritty dude. He was cool as a fam, but he didn't care about no dressing or nothing. He was going, you know, socks great, but they really was white when they bought them.
you know, Eddie was just whatever. Well, Shawnee was whatever. And I said, I ain't digging that name. It's kind of corny. I was like, well, man, when I look at you, I think of Eddie Kane, man, from the Five Heartbeats, man. You Eddie Kane Jr. And ever since then, it's stuck. And what ended up happening was your father brought him to me, and then he said, I got somebody else that I'm managing. That's my little brother. And at the time, he was going by Jayvon. Jayvon was a young little dude, like 16, some kind of greenish gray eyes, like he still got, had a 12-pack. The women just loved him, man. He can sing his butt off. He like a Trey Songz. And he only like 24 probably now. But anyway, that was my young artist. I took him on, told your father he can be my mentee. I became his mentor. I said, listen, you can manage your artist, but I want to teach you the game, and eventually I want to bring you in with me to be partners. I had an office in Beverly Hills, right in the same building with Snoop and Casey and JoJo's and them company and a lot of different people, and we was rubbing elbows. And I had this little crew say it.
This was in the 90s, right?
Yes, sir. And your father, he stayed beside my side, man, and then, you know, some things happened. I think he had gotten into some, he was in the streets, he got into some little trouble. I think he went away for a little bit, and we kind of fell out of contact, but he was sterile, man. You know, John's the type that whether he got, if he ain't got something to do with something, then he ain't getting ready to throw nobody under the bus. He going to take it in the chin. And I knew he was a stand-up guy, and I told him before we kind of, you know, fell, you know, into different, you know, because we fell out of contact. But we had, our last talk was, man, you're going to wind up putting a dent in this game. Well, years later, I get contacted by Eddie Kane by finding me on YouTube and told me Blunt was doing this thing. Me and Blunt talked. He ran down the line. Next thing you know, he like, man, I've been looking for you, man. He say, listen, I owe you because you taught me everything from the jump, man. You ain't take my artist from me and fake me. You put me on your side and told me to stay by you. You're going to teach me what you know. And now I'm doing, and everything I do, I still keep you in my mind from all them years. So he told me what was going on. I said, what's happening? He said, you know, we got to deal with Universal. I said, is that right? He said, well, now you do. Connected the dots. We Global, my company, Banky Company. We just inked a deal with Universal now through Blunt Entertainment. So now we are Global because it's a Universal connection. So that's going to deal with the soundtracks, the films, and all that other stuff. But it's a process. And I just want to make sure the deal right. And John want to make sure, you know, T want to make sure the deal right. And but bottom line is, Youngblood, me and your father, brothers, man, you know, when we hooked back up recently, it was like, we ain't never parted, and we right back in the game, and now we doing bigger and better things because we both brought something big to the table.
That's what's up, man. Y'all been rocking since the 90s. That's what's up, man, y'all. And, yeah, that's some history right there, man. I thank you for sticking with him, though. You know, like you said, he's a good man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, Juan. I know that probably seemed a little long, but it ain't long enough because it was so much more we did, but that was my short version. But, man, let me tell you, it's all love. That's my Cali family, and they ain't no punks out there. They good guys. They about their business, but please be careful. Do not try anything shanky or janky with them because they will not stop until it's real bad. Real bad out there. So go out there and play fair with them, man, and they're going to give you love. California knows how to party. What's up, boy? Y'all partying yet, man? Lucinda?
We already come. We got the line lit up. We got like five more other calls. We're going to go to 8547. You on the air, caller?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. My question is for Kezzy B. I hear you got your album is about to drop. What can we expect from your album?
You know, you can expect hits, just great hits, you know, different, a mixture of everything. That's what it is. That's what you can expect. It's about to rock. It's about to hit everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's West Coast, you know, that's what I'm saying, Blend Entertainment. That's what we do, you know, we global.
Yeah, and don't forget, we're going to be blending. They're going to mix with that South, and I'm going to tell you, them boys, when y'all get a chance to hit them boys down in out of Memphis, watch what y'all say, man. And with them, Kezzy, the West Coast movement, the Midwest South, it could be a real good year or two.
It's going to be a real good year.
There you go. I wanted to hear that out of you. I set you up.
Next. Right. That's what I like to
my
hear.
My man,
you
Kevin.
Feel me? All right. So you have anything else to say to our guy?
Well, yeah, I was online and I seen his mixtape, your mixtape. It had like over 25,000 downloads. Is this was this your first mixtape?
Yeah, actually it was. It was my first release mixtape.
That's great for a first mixtape. How does that feel?
It feels good. It feels great. You know, it's a blessing. I tried to put a little everything in there. So, you know, it's great to see, you know, the numbers hit like that.
Yeah, that's great.
What's that?
It was a technical difficulty. Somebody voice dumped out.
No,
we're go
here.
Ahead, Lucinda. Party, Lucinda. You loosening up. I feel it. It's coming. Ain't quite there yet, but you coming. Come on, Lucinda. We can do it. This is the rhythm. Let's go, Lucinda.
Without
all
a
right.
doubt. So we got another caller. Thank you for calling in, young lady.
All right, let's go to 5175.
5175. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air, ma'am.
Hi. First of all, I want to say happy 4-year anniversary, and then I have a question for Kezzy B.
Thank you much. He's on the line.
Okay. Kezzy B, how do you challenge yourself musically?
Musically, you know, I try to do things I'm not used to. You know, my dad taught me, you know, don't just stick to one sound, challenge yourself. You know, that's what I've been doing lately. That's how I do it.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I just want to congratulate you on everything that you're doing. Stick with it and stay focused, and you'll go far places like you have been doing.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks for the love.
Hey, Kezzy, I got a question, Kezzy. Hey, so I heard you getting ready to do a collab with We Global, man, the Flight Club, and Young Don, and, you know what I'm saying, JR, Donye the Great.
They leaked that out? That's, you know, people know about that already?
Man, it's been kind of getting out there, man. His tweet or whatever they call that stuff been going about it.
Okay, man, yeah, I thought we was going to slip that in, but, yeah, you know, since it's out there, yeah, you know, stay tuned for that. Get ready for that. You know, like I said, it's Blaine and T. We Global. That's what it is. That's, you know, that's
right.
What it is.
Busy, we got the lines lit up for you, man. We hyped over here tonight, man. We hyped to have you in the house. T-Rob in the house, London Entertainment, Global all day. And we finna hit this other caller for you, man. 1180. Caller, you on the air. 1180. Caller, you on the air. All right. I guess they just are listening in, Busy. We're going to keep it moving.
2-0. Shout out to T-Code, Tango Boy, original major. Code is on the mic.
2-0-5-2. You're in the house. Last four digits.
Hey. Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a question for Kezzy.
Oh, there he is.
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
My question, good in yourself. My question is, who are you trying to work with in this industry, and who have you met so far that you wanted to come across?
You know, I mentioned one of my favorite artists, you know, which is Drake, so I would really like to work with him, you know. Hopefully Tyga soon, too, you know, like I said, like we was talking about this young West Coast movement. And who I've worked with... who I've met, you asked?
Who have you run across? Who have you met?
I met YG. I met Baby Bash, you know, your boy, Soulja Boy. Akon. I met a lot of people. It's, you know, a lot of people who've been here for a while at that, you know. Mac-10, you know, wonderful people. That Corrupt, you know, it's been a lot. It's a long list.
That's good. As far as R&B, because I love rap too, but I like it when it's a little sexy up in it. So R&B, please say Trey Songz.
Oh, you know, ATL's Chosen, who, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't heard about him, look him up, that, you know what I'm saying. We're going to find our way back. That, you know, that's my joint. He featured on it, but It's a look him up. That's who you want to. That's who you want to look up. You know.
And you said what's his name?
Young ATL Chosen.
Okay. Well, all right, Kezzy. I wish you the best of luck in your career. Hope you go far.
Oh, thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
Oh, man, we appreciate that. B, you having a great night out here, man, and we hyped out here tonight, man, and we're glad to have you. And we got another caller, 8201 in the house. Caller, you on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello? You on the air, caller.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Chosen. What up, Kezzy? Just had to show love. Shout out my little bro, Kezzy B, doing this thing on the radio and everything.
Kezzy getting the love, baby.
Shout out to y'all, man. You know, shout out to my PR. That's what it is. Shout out, you know, ATL Finest, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout, like I said, shout out to my PR, Keisha. You know, man, thanks for the love, bro. Good looking.
Nah, we got the whole team up in here. She wanted to actually say what's up, too.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
What's
up, man?
What's up?
How you
doing? What is?
What's up? Oh, happy belated birthday! You know, I feel, you know, I couldn't. My Twitter was acting up, so I couldn't, you know, do that personally. But I want to say happy belated.
Yo, Kezzy, we need you to drop. We need you to drop that album like ASAP. You're not understanding, but guess what? Who I'm standing next to right now? Thank you.
Who you standing next to?
Thank you. But you know who I'm standing next to. I'm about to pass the phone to this dude right here, though. He's showing you love in Germany. He just came back from Germany, London, bumping Ghost.
Who is it? Come on, put him on the phone.
Yeah. What's going to get us, your boy DJ Goon.
What's up, Goon?
What's happening?
How you been, brother?
Man, you know me, just trying to stay relevant, turning up. How you living?
That's what's up, man. We're glad you're tuning in tonight, you know, on the Streets and Love You Back radio show.
Most def. Y'all rocking with my guy, Kezzy, so I'm rocking with y'all.
Hey, we appreciate that, man, you know?
Yeah, everybody listening, check out DJ Goonie. Man, Germany, dog, you should have told me about that.
Oh man, I don't know about. I don't think I'll go back to Germany, but I'll stay in London for a lot longer.
My man.
But shout out to Benny and TSC, y'all really moving right now, man. Y'all stay blessed out there, all right?
All right, we appreciate that and appreciate you calling in. Y'all hang in on the line. You know we're gonna keep it moving.
Death.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna go to 8533 again and see if they holler. You're in the house, Vegas. You're on the air. 8533, last four. All right, I guess they just are listening in, T-Rob. We're going to keep it moving, baby. We're going to head down to 0075. You're on the air.
You see a area code 901?
Yeah, you're on the air, caller, 0075. Last four digits. All right,
hey,
we're going to keep it moving.
Boy,
yes, sir.
You see a area code 901?
Yeah, I see two of them, yeah.
All right, tap one on me because that might be yay. Cold, man. Oh, I wish
okay,
I
4293, you on the air, caller. Last four digits.
You know, I'm in the country, man. I got cut off a long time ago. I've been trying to get back on for a minute. This big
Okay. All right. Hold on for a minute, everybody.
Tap
the other 901.
All right, caller, you on the air. All one, you on the air, caller. Yeah, all one, block card, you on the air. This someone with a block call, you're on air, caller. Okay, just listen in, then. We're going to keep it moving. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
We're going to go 2123. Last four digits, 2123, you on air, caller. You on air, caller. 2123. Last four digits. All right, we're going to keep it straight up moving. We're going to go to 7550. You're in the house, caller.
Hello. Hi, Rob. Hi, Lucinda. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
This is Yolanda. How are you?
Oh, what's up, Miss Yolanda? Checking in with us. You know, long time no hear. Miss Yolanda was one of the folks to, you know, get behind us. So we want to give a big shout out to Miss Yolanda, who's been supporting the Streets of Love You back from day one. You know, what's good, Miss Yolanda?
Miss Yolanda, Miss Yolanda.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I have been meaning to give back. You know, when I started writing for the magazine, a lot of my writing and stuff I do at night, and then I started working for a lady who she had started her book. Her book came out, let's see, fall of last year, so I'm still real busy. And, you know, every time I think about calling you guys, it's like, I don't know if they start at 9:30, 10:30, and it'll be Wednesday after Wednesday. So I'm glad you put that note on my page so I can come and check you guys out.
Well, you know, we appreciate that, Miss Yolanda. You've always been there, so we definitely appreciate you, Cole Harley, you know, and keep up the good work you've been doing. And we thank you for calling in to celebrate this fourth year anniversary with us tonight.
Miss Yolanda, I'm glad to see you guys.
Cool. I'm sorry, Miss Yolanda, for rudely interrupting you.
Oh, no, Yolanda, we have several people on.
Yolanda, tell them where you're from.
Well, I'm from Houston. I still live in, I live just outside of Houston, and I write for Houston Style Magazine still, interviewing Food Network chefs, a few celebrities, and just writing a whole lot and staying busy. I just miss you guys, but I'm glad you're still keeping up with your cause and keeping people in line. So I'm going to catch up with you, and I know you got to keep moving and give everybody their due.
Tell Michael Bass Knight to give me my duffel bag down there in Houston.
Michael Bass Knight?
You know he's from Houston.
Oh, okay. I have no idea who that is.
He lost me on that one.
You know what it is? That's because you're slow, but you're here. Now, listen.
Whatever, man.
What I'm saying is this, Miss Yolanda. All I was doing, Miss Yolanda, was saying that you sound like one of them classy women. I bet you got some fine jewelry and some long, nice coats. Probably some minks or two.
No, I don't.
And your hair stay wet.
That got to be your
to black woman perfection.
Okay. I'll take it if you say so, but no.
Man, I think that took his meds tonight. He ain't took his meds.
Every now and then I hit off the mark, but that's cool. I mean, we win some and we lose. I lost this one. Okay. Miss Yolanda, your voice sound like that. I mean, it don't matter if you, whatever. You could be the, I don't care. You know, your voice sounds like that of a classy woman. So use that over the phone and get you those jobs before you have to go in and let them see you if you're something other than what you should be looking like comparing to your voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I take the classy. I'm just not the mink coat kind, that's all.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Well, I mean, I bet you got a pea coat.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
But you rarely get to wear coats down here. I mean, it's sometimes you have 80 degrees in the winter. Yeah.
You're right. But, okay, well, my man Boy from Detroit, I guarantee you he got a few of those in his closet. But he in there.
Oh, been had them since I was young, too, you know?
See what I'm saying? He know what it's about. Okay. Enough said.
Yeah,
Sir Boyd in the house.
Ain't no meat go without no gators, baby. You know, boys.
Yeah. Now y'all understand. Finally, your listeners can understand the reason for your laid-back, smooth demeanor. Yeah, you want them to pay attention. And that's why you speak with smooth. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, I'm there. We having a
shout
good time
OPR.
With T-Rob tonight. You dig what I'm saying? Our fourth year anniversary, me and my wife. We're having a good time with T-Rob and his crew, Blunt Entertainment in the house, Global, Who Banging, you know what I mean, Mac-10, Universal in the house, and Kizzy B in the house, you know what I mean? And the lines is totally lit up, you know what I mean? Miss Yolanda, if you can, we want you to hold tight and roll with us like you usually do on the anniversary tonight. And we're going to hit this other caller right quick.
We need to do some business.
4146 in the house. Last four days, 4146.
Yeah. What's up with it? It's Mike from Coima, California.
Hey, what's up, my man? Checking in from Cali. What's good with you?
Chilling, man. I had a question for Kezzy B.
Yeah, he is, baby. You're on the line with him.
What's up, man? What's up, man? Hey, I seen that party video, man. That video hot, man.
Oh, yeah, you been checking up, huh? You know?
Yes, sir. Hey, you going hard out there right now. That ghost, man. Hey, it's killing. What new upcoming events you got coming up, man?
Upcoming events. Actually, about back to that Spaced Out magazine. I'm actually going to the release party. It's on the 27th, I believe, and it's at the Blue Monkey, you know, in Hollywood. So, you know, you in Pacoima, you ain't too far. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to that city, you know, and come check it out.
I know you didn't know, but right now we also got in the workings something that's really going to be big, and I think it's only right to announce it because it's the fourth year anniversary for the very hot, energetic Lucinda and Rob Boyd this evening, y'all. You know, we must present it on this show. But we are now getting ready to get prepared for a 2014 high school tour. And we're going across, man. We're going where the schools are at, and a lot of them are really finding this program that we're going to bring across to them. Very, you know, very advantageous to their students. So, therefore, they're happy about it. We're getting ready to go around, touch the people in a good way, let them know Kevy's here, let them know Flight Club is here, Ye here, JR, Elmo, We Global, Blunt Entertainment, Who Banging Universal. We're going to really be official out here doing this, man. And don't forget T-Rob the Choir Giant coming 2014. There's going to be some jaw-dropping stuff going on in that one, man. That's why everybody kind of seemed to be waiting, and I'm happy about that. And I'll do my best not to let you down. We're going to have fun. A lot of giveaways, a lot of parties. It's going to be nice.
Oh, okay.
We got two more
popping. We got more than that. The line is lit up for you, Busy Baby. We're going to go all the way to the bottom. We hit the bottom. We're going to go to these, we're going to go to 4640, the last four digits.
If you see any 901s, man, you got to let him in. Any 901.
All right. You're on the air, caller. 4640.
4640.
Last four digits. All right, I guess they just listening in, bro. We're going to hit the next one up under that, on top of that. One, all the ones.
Yeah.
All right, Block Caller, you're on there. All right, I guess they just parlaying it in. We're going to go up to 4334. Caller, you on there. Last four digits, 4334.
Nobody wants to talk?
I guess they listening in.
You know what, T-Rob?
We're going to put everybody on hold for a minute. We're going to go to a song right quick. And we're going to come back with a hot, hot show that we're having tonight with my man, Busy, T-Rob, Blunt Entertainment, Who Banging, you know what I mean, Universal, Streets and Love You Back. We Global in the house, baby. And we're going to...
Y'all got that ghost? Y'all got that Kezzy B ghost, man?
Yay. Check that out. Check it out. Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Go to Amazon.
Ghost in the house. So we finna... We finna hit you with another track right here, and And that's going to be a Hypnotize, you know what I mean, by my man Biggie in the house.
Don't think shit sink, pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right, it's the head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pump. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze free at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, Biggie, Biggie,
uh-huh.
Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways.
I put O's in NY onto DKNY.
Uh-huh.
Miami, DC, prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty bought the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dick. Frank White pussy sick called the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast sweet foot. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so called gangsters pass.
Bye-bye.
At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars, and still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment, at my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement, face it, not guilty, that's how I stay
filthy,
richer than richer, so you niggas come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Baby, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run.
Your crew run, run.
I know you sick of this lame brand. Nigga with flows, girl, say he's sweet like licorice. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bitch. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Pop a freaking, not speaking, leave the ass leaking, like rapper demo. Tell them move, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe, dick black like Kobe, watch me roam like Kobe. Lucky they don't owe me, where the safe, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean. Baby, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean. Baby, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're kicking it live with T-Rob, the Busy, the whole queue, you know?
Did that with everybody else from the party?
Yes, that's what we want, man.
Hey, the line is still lit up for Busy, so we got some people on for you again. We're going to hit you with 2818 in the house. Caller, you on there.
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, I got a question for Kezzy B.
What it is?
I wanted to know, like, how you were able to balance out music and school, because, like, you recently graduated or something like that, right?
Yes, correct.
So was it easier or was it hard? Like, how did you feel? How were you able to balance out your schoolwork and music at the same time and becoming an upcoming artist?
Honestly, it was a difficult task. It was hard, but it took a lot of dedication and faith, of course. You know, it was just trying to stay focused. You know, but like you know, like I said, it was hard. You know, a lot of traveling. You gotta when you're doing music, it's not a game. You know, a lot of people think you just getting in recording a song. You know, you're an artist. Nah, it's a lot of work behind it. So you know, to answer that, it was hard. It was difficult, but you know, I just had to stay on it. I just had to keep pushing myself, and that's what I did. And you know, by the grace of God, I succeeded was finishing school, and now I can focus more. Like way more than I have been on my music, and that's what I'm gonna do.
That's cool. You got any advice for me?
Any advice for you? Just stay positive. Stay whatever your dreams are. Whatever you do, stay true to who you are. Like don't be what somebody else wants you to be. Be what you are and who you are. Cause that's when you gonna do your best. That's all. That's what I have to say. You know, do you, be you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Now we're going to hit to, we got another one. We're going to hit to 4640. Calling in the air. Calling you on the air. I guess they just want to listen in. Yeah, they just having a great night on the fourth anniversary party in their own way. And we loving that, you know what I mean? And Rob, we got like 10 more minutes, you know what I mean, before we close out, you know what I mean? And I want Busy to go ahead and put his tweet out there again, his Facebook out there again, and let him know when that new single going to be dropping or the whole album going to be dropping. And we're going to play that commercial again tonight before we get off there. So, Busy, it's on you, baby.
Okay. You know, first and foremost, what I want to say, everybody been saying it. Don't think I forgot about you guys. You know, I just was trying to find the right time to put it in. But happy anniversary, you know what I'm saying? Happy 4 years. That's big. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
We love y'all. But, you know, as you were saying, you're welcome. As you were saying, you know, check my stuff out. You go to Blunt Entertainment. You know, you go to Who Banging Universal, you know, I'm on Mac 10 site. And, you know, my Twitter account is QUEZZIE_B. And that same as my Instagram, you know, Facebook, all that stuff is just KZZ. It's me. It's no fake. You know what I'm saying? It's none of that. So, like I said, www.bluntentertainment. And, you know what I'm saying? You can also, you know, check out the new stuff we about to be doing. You know, We Global. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Quiet Giant. And that's what it is. T-Rob, you know, doing this thing. And we're making moves. You can just link up with us through all of that. Any of that, you can find me. You can find us. It's what it is. It's a family. We the future. That's what it is. Young West.
That's what it is, my man, you know. And I just want to say once again, you know, we want to just give a big shout-out to everybody across the world. You know what I mean? Across the globe. Because tonight for our fourth year anniversary, these lines has been lit up. I mean, it's not been a no line in here. You know what I mean? I know people still trying to call to get through. You feel me?
And
God is good. That's all I got to say. And we thank everybody for always supporting our movement and educating these kids against gangs, drugs, and violence, you know. And for all who has not went to our website yet, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. You'll find all information about what we do, and please get involved, you know. And my wife said we're going to take one more call.
Can I say something before we do that?
Let me get into that real quick.
Hello?
It's your world. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello? I just want to say, you know, check it out. It's KZB, you know what I'm saying? You can find it on Amazon, Ghost, you know what I'm saying? Go do that. You know, it's what it is. You know, just check our stuff out. It's no game.
Hey, Kezzy. What you, man, you got to put T Blunt on here, man. It's, you know, right here, this CEO of Blunt Entertainment, man. And my man, I told y'all about, you know, that we go way back, and, you know, he came back and got his brother, man, and said, listen, man, I got something that I think going to be real feasible for you. And he brought it to the table. Where you at, G?
All right, man. Hold on. Let me get him.
All right, what's up? He probably had a desk or something going through some papers. Talking about, yeah, he's knowing him. Yeah, he
be doing, sir?
How you doing, T-Bob? How you doing, T-Bob? I hear you, brother. How you doing, sir?
What's up, T-Blunt?
T-Blunt.
How you doing, sir? How you doing? Happy anniversary, I just want to say.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that, T.
Yes, sir. From Blunt Entertainment West, straight out from the CEO's mouth. I just want to say happy anniversary again, and great thing you guys are doing and giving us a chance to be heard and be, you know, and also be seen, just being. I just wanted to say, you know what I'm saying, we give thanks to you. Thank God for you and you and yours, okay?
Hey, we appreciate that very much. And we had another caller for B right quick. She was trying to speak, so we're going to bring her on right quick. And I let her finish her question out. Last four digits, 9814. You back on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hey.
Oh my God. I've waited forever to get on the air with you.
Oh, who's calling?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I have a major question. What advice would you give me for an upcoming singer like myself? I'm 15 and I've been singing everywhere.
You've been singing everywhere, you said?
Yes, like I sing in church. I sing at birthday parties. My brother's birthday party is coming up, and I will be singing with my cousins because they are they do music as well. Police Squad EMT.
Okay, so what I want to say to you is, like I say, you know, stay true to who you are. You got to stay on it. You got to stay consistent. If somebody says you can't do it, don't even listen. You know what I'm saying? You're going to do what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Trust God. You have to have faith. And I say, you know, just keep your head up. You know, that's what it is. If it's in your heart, then, you know, you're going to go far. You got to stay on your A game. That's what it is.
That's A-B. I want her to do something tonight. You know what I mean, young lady? I want you to sing four bars for my boy B tonight on our anniversary show tonight. Go ahead and sing something. Live
you want me to sing a few bars for you?
Yeah.
Worldwide on our radio show around the world.
Oh my God. I'm singing my favorite Beyonce song, if that's okay with you.
It's all great. Go ahead.
You're going to sing that song.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. I'll start from the middle. Darling, you got enough for the both of us. Ooh, make love to me when my days look low. Pull me in close and don't let me go. Make love to me when the world's out of order. And I love shields of star right now, baby. Make love to me.
Okay, I say, all right.
We're going to give you a standing ovation for that, you know what I mean? You did that
boy,
for my boy P. Yeah.
Boy, this is what you should do. Instead of giving advice, maybe have one or two callers come and call real quick and say what they thought about it. So, you know, we could just basically be on the outside and let them judge it, the listener.
Without a doubt. Well, the first person we're going to let, you know, give us some advice is the man who she called to speak to. B, speak on it.
Come on, please.
You know, it's music. So, you know, I'm sitting here with my eyes closed enjoying that. So what I want you to do, you know what I'm saying, like I said, stay on it, stay practicing, stay who you are, and stay true. If it's in your heart, then that's what it's going to be. You're going to make it. It's going to happen. Don't give up, though. Don't give up.
Thank you.
All right. And I wanted to just tell you as well, you know, stick in there and stay focused on what your dream is, because when you give up, that means the dream is dead. But when you stay focused and you keep moving, that means the dream stays alive. So we happy that you called in the show tonight. And, you know, now people can hear you worldwide, global. You feel me? So you be good.
No.
And we appreciate you calling in tonight. And
young lady, I want to tell you too to get some vocal lessons. Only reason I'm telling you that is because even Michael Jordan could play basketball, but he had trainers. Ain't nothing like having trainers to show you how to use that. You 15, you still got growth going on right now. What I heard was a good voice. You got some great runs, vibratos, and all that, but you're a little pitchy. Sometimes you were on one key and you slid off to another. But I have to tell you the truth so you'll know what to work from. So all you got to do is get vocal training to teach you to control. Your problem has nothing to do with your ability to sing. Your problem has something to do with the educational side of the music theory. Knowing what note you're on, knowing how to hold that note, knowing how to make transitions, and understanding your notes. Just go get a few lessons, stay in them choirs, learn the technical, and then you're going to see a big difference. Trust.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
I just want to congratulate you because that took guts, though. Singing, you know, on air, that's, you know, but like he said, you know, do that and you'll get better.
Hey, hi, Kenzie B?
Yes.
Hi. Okay, so that was Ashley Patterson doing her little snippet of a song for you. My name is Tamara, and actually, I was a student of your mom back when you were very young, and you probably don't even remember having ever met me. But I just want to tell you that I've been watching you mature in the limelight, and I think that you are destined for even bigger and greater things. You are a very talented young man, and I'm very proud to have seen what you've become, where you are right now, and that you came from a very fine upbringing, and I'm glad to see that the industry has not swayed the fine upbringing background and the Christian background that you represent so proudly of where you came from.
Oh, thank you. Those are beautiful words. I thank you, and I appreciate you, you know, staying connected through me. And I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome, and you deserve all the praise and the glory, not just from people, but from the kingdom of God. And just continue to be the young man that you are and represent, you know, the things that you know are true and hold on to that strong upbringing that you were brought up. And not only that, but that strong Christian upbringing. You know, I'm older than you, but younger than your parents. But, you know, I can see, because I have children myself, I have three, that the world today is just really crazy. And sometimes people let go of a little bit of who they are to please the label, the industry. And I can tell that you're not about any of that. So I just wanted to tell you to hang in there and continue to do what you're doing. And I can see you going even further than where you've already become, because you are destined for greatness.
Thank you so much for coming on, man. I'm going to pass the mic over to my missus, but she can say her things, and we'll give everybody the close out, and I'll pass it to the missus. And I want to just thank everyone for tuning in global tonight with our fourth anniversary. And we want to thank T-Rob and B and the whole Blunt Pool Banging, you know what I mean, global, we global and universal, everybody, you feel me? We appreciate you. And a big shout-out to my man Mac 212. You know, I grew up listening to you, B, so it's all good.
All right. I just want to thank everybody that called in. I know a lot of calls dropped. You know, the line was just so busy tonight, so we appreciate and thank all of those who called in just to listen, all of those who called in and didn't get through. We're sorry. But we hope that you enjoyed your show tonight, listening to Keezy B and T-Rob and, you know, the whole crew. We just appreciate all of you for supporting us, you know, in whichever fashion that you do. We want you to log into our website, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Check out what we do. We have our new summer line out. We have some new clothes for the men and the women, so check that out. And
Lucinda,
yes.
Do y'all have any links up there where they could get connected to the YouTube of that preview?
Of which preview?
The Quiet Giant preview, because I didn't know if they sent that to you.
No, we haven't got, I don't think we have that.
Okay, my bad. All right. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Why don't you go ahead and give your last shout out to Rob?
Well, I just want to shout out allergy medicine for being available when people are sneezing in the summer. But yeah, I really want to just shout out. I want to shout out everybody who called in to show support, just to show you know, some interest. It means a lot to people, you know, when you're appreciated for what you do, regardless of where you're at with it, you know. So I definitely want to give shout outs. I want to give shout outs to all my family, because, you know, with them, for real, that's where my molding came. But I also have so many other families who are not connected by blood who protected me as a kid, too. But my brothers, Cole Premier, my actual real brothers, Frank Brent, my sister Gwen, my kids, Sheridan, Chad, Lil Tony, Skylar, you know, those are my world, and I protect them with everything. That's why I do what I do. Binky, Kanye, Young JR, Blunt Entertainment, Who Bangin', personal. And yes, just wait, you know, you and Rob over there for doing something positive, Snoop Dogg and the whole family, and hopefully y'all will change some lives, no matter how many, as long as one is getting changed, man. Y'all did y'all job, but keep pushing, man. Y'all got my support. One love. We Global, T-Rob, TheQuietGiant.com. Go on there and get you a hoodie. We out.
Do we still have Tennessee in the house? 4293?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're here.
Still hanging in. In a hospital parking lot, hanging in. It's all good. Once again, big shout out to y'all for the 4-year anniversary, man. It's big. I am going to keep listening. Last week was my first time, but I like this show, so I'm going to tune in quite often and check you guys out. Make sure you go to FKF TV on YouTube. That way you can see all about what our group is doing, FKF Flight Club Fam. Danye, Young JR. You can get at them at underscore Young JR underscore, and off on Twitter, and also underscore I Danye, IDONYE on Twitter.
Good, my brother.
Yeah,
you know,
so man.
And B, we're going to give you your shout outs, you there?
I just want to say, you know, happy 4-year anniversary. Thank you guys for having me. You know, it's been a blessing. It's wonderful, you know, being able to be on your show. And I want to shout out to, of course, you know, my mom, my father, you know, my sister, my little sister, my older sister, and just my whole family, you know, grandparents, aunties, uncles. And shout out to T-Rob, you know, shout out to what he's doing, the movement. I see what you're doing, man. It's great. You know, we Global. You know, that's what it is. Blunt Entertainment. Shout out to my team, of course. You know, like everybody been mentioning on here, you know, shout out to my teachers that had faith in me. And, you know, just check me out, you know. It's Blunt Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Who Banging Universal. You know, you get my single off of Amazon. You know, if you have, you know, you get it on Rhapsody, you know. You get it off of iTunes, Google, Play Store, all that, you know. But, you know, just shout out to everybody that's been, you know, positive and staying with me and supporting me. And I love you.
Shout out to the return of the hottest R&B singer, Young J Verse. Look him up, y'all. Facebooking,
yeah.
This new fire. Young J Verse, if you out there, what up?
Shout out to Keisha, you know, and Chosen and Goonie, all them. You know, I can't forget about them. And Inglewood
right.
Monster. But like you said, shout out to J Verse. You know, he's been in it for a while. That's my uncle. I love him.
Right.
And don't forget, Queasy, don't forget, V, to let your label know, Blunt Entertainment, send us a few of your, you know, radio-edited tracks, man, and MP3, for we can start spinning them right here on the radio show, man. At the new single you got out, get that to us, we can start spinning it on the show, too, MP3.
Yes.
And, you know, we're going to start pushing that as well. And
right.
Make sure you personally log on to the website, thestreetsonloveyouback.com, and you can go ahead and put your profile up on there
and your information before we can start tweeting that out and doing all what we do from that point and sending people your way too. So let's do this thing and let's get this thing cracking, man, because tonight was the beginning of a great friendship, B.
It's official. Yes, sir. No, definitely.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. Are you sure you don't have no country? You sure you ain't from the South, man? You got that twang, man, like you down here where I live, man.
That's Detroit, man.
Detroit, man. He got a little Southern in him, man. I'm telling you.
Detroit. That's Detroit. Hey, Rob, say car. Hey, Rob, how y'all say
Memphis and you, man?
How y'all say car down there in Detroit, Rob?
Oh, just, you know, motor vehicle, you know what I mean?
Nah, when y'all say car, you can hear that Detroit accent. Don't nobody say it like them.
Yeah, that's my car right there, you know, on my ride, you know?
Yeah, they got an accent with that, man. You know, Detroit is, they got a little Southern thing, but yeah.
You ain't telling me nothing. Right. He got some rules.
Shout out to Pico Era, the Irresistible One Funk. Rest in peace, Pop.
Hey, so y'all make sure everybody who on the line, make sure, you know, if you're down with the movement, you're down with Blunt Entertainment, you know what I mean, with Global Who Banging or whatever, you know what I mean, make sure you get them MP3 songs for us so we can start spinning them right here at the Streets on the Back Radio Show, ASAP, you know what I mean? Email. TheStreetsDon'tLoveYouBack@gmail.com. Get at us.
Cake Reunion on the way.
Blunt Entertainment presents the highly anticipated freshman album by Kezzy B, Birth of a Young King, featuring the smash hit, Go.
Go, go, go. I'm ready, go, go, go. When they see me, they be like, they finna go, go, go. I'm ready, go, go.
Also, Party, featuring J-Verse and Sick Wicked of Blunt Entertainment West.
Go party, go party, go party.
Birth of a Young King, available for digital release July 23rd, 2013.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and we out. Everybody have a good night, and thank you for tuning in.